with that kind of workload?
I feel good. Again, you know, it's something I prepare to play the entire game, no matter what others will say about the speculations. I'm always prepared to go out and play the entire game. It's just how I've been my entire career.
You ended up playing, I think, more snaps than anybody else, other inside linebacker last year. What was the body feeling like towards the end of the year?
I felt great last year. You know, toward the end, I felt good, probably the best I felt throughout my career last year. So, you know, overall, I've just been blessed to stay in good health and not sustain any major injuries. So I'm feeling great.
Marcus, have you ever, D'Amico, I'll ask you about Marcus. I'm about to ask you about Marcus.
End of interview.
Going from outside to the inside, what's the hardest thing for a young guy to have to when he's going from that position to that?
Just what did he have to key? You know, his eyes and things he has to key being at an inside linebacker. It's a lot different, a lot more moving parts being in the inside linebacker position. So that definitely changes a lot for him, as opposed to being on the outside, focusing on one guy, one thing. And inside, you have to see a lot of moving parts. So he's continuing to work on that. He's getting better at seeing all those moving parts on the inside.
How different is this Rams team when they change the quarterbacks, what you've seen?
From what I've seen so far is just, you know, again, you know, they do a good job in the run game. So they do a lot of moving around, a lot of shifting. So we just have to be prepared to communicate well, get lined up, and shut down the running game. You know, we didn't do a great job against the run last week, so you know, our focus this week is definitely standing up and stopping this run game.
What has Malcolm showed you in the time you spent playing with him, really, off season and in these four games?
Yeah. I mean, Malcolm's you get the same thing out of Malcolm every day. He comes to work, he makes plays out here on the practice field, and so it doesn't surprise me when he comes in the game and he's been a big time playmaker for us. You know, the last three games he's gotten an interception. It doesn't surprise me because he works at it hard every day. And he's brought a lot to our defense, brought a lot of leadership in the back end, and the playmaking ability he's given us has really helped our defense out a lot.
Billy's talked about the big plays that you guys have given up through four games. I think it's a lot more projected than last year. Why do you think that's?
I'm not sure, but that's one of our goals, is to not give up what we call the X plays, the big plays. We gotta keep them off of us. We hold teams to zero X plays in a game. Feel like we'll come out of that game winning, but the past couple of games it hasn't been working for us. So it's something again we have to focus on. Is just when things break down, we can't let them, you know, go to distance, or we can't allow plays over 20 yards.
Last year,
you said inconsistency was your biggest problem so far. I mean, is that really worrisome at this point that you have been so inconsistent at times? Overall defense.
I know we left a lot out there. We left a lot of plays out there. We can all play better. So once we continue to go throughout this long season, we continue to build and get better, you know, each week. I feel like we'll be fine when it comes toward the end of the season.
You guys gave up 9 X plays all year in 16 games. It's 5 already in 4 games.
Yeah.
Anything you point to why that's happening? Is it a different thing each play?
It's just different. Sometimes, you know, we had, you know, busted coverage, it's missed tackles. So it's just a little bit of things here and there, but they're all fixable things. There's nothing just you know, out of the ordinary. There are things that can be fixed and can be stopped. So it's not just an alarming, you know, mistakes that we're making. I feel like we can definitely clean things up, and we just play smarter and just finish plays better.
What emotional effect do those have, like mental effect do those plays have on the defense when you hold somebody, and then they get 55 yards upon a pop?
Oh, it hurts. It's like a dagger, you know, in the chest. Yeah, it really hurts when you give up a big play like that. But, you know, they got one on us. Playing in this league, they're going to make plays on us. So we have that mindset that even if they get one or two, we still have to come back, and we can capitalize on those plays by getting turnovers.
All right, thanks, D'Amico.
All right.
Next right here.